This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton and joining me today is our clips and clearance lady, Nikki Hendry. How are you, Nikki?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, man. It's been a busy week.
It has been crazy. News. It's been crazy.
With Diddy, with a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
My God, you've had your work cut out for you.
We have. It's been wild. You know, when anything big like this happens, our tip line goes on fire. So we're reaching out to all the different versions and angles and all the things that people might have. It's been crazy.
Hey, you've got a little moisturizer on your nose.
I know I do. Because
it's at the
top here. Oh, it is?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm getting over a cold, and so my underneath my nose is so raw that I had to put like Neosporin on to stop it from flaking. So thanks for calling that out for everyone. Now,
well, I mean, I'm just trying to like
you guys want to do a zoom in.
This is recorded as well on camera. I didn't want you know.
Thank you for looking out.
Oh my god. Okay, stories today. We'll talk about Bethany Frankel because she is part of a growing trend of women on TikTok who are saying they're punched in the face by a random guy or guys in New York City. This is going crazy on TikTok. And Bethany Frankel is one of those women.
That's crazy.
So that is crazy. Logan Paul, he is opening up about the mental toll that his alleged crypto scam had on him personally.
Yeah.
We got a good almost news.
Almost news.
We'll finally reveal the voice of a very famous woman who's never spoken before. We'll finally reveal
the way
the
you
voice.
Just teased that is the best tease ever.
But to begin with, this Diddy case.
Yeah.
Man, it keeps on getting weirder. So details of the raid are emerging.
Correct.
And it appears the first thing that feds did when they entered Diddy's compound was disable all of the surveillance cameras and stuff, because when Diddy's team went back to review what took place that day, there was nothing to be seen because they disabled the cameras and they took all of the hard drives to the cameras.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. When these raids happen, they've been watching that house probably for months or days or weeks or whatever. We're not sure of the exact details. But when something like this happens, the feds come in knowing exactly the outline and layout of a house.
Right.
So they know exactly where each and every camera is stationed. And I guarantee you the reason why they did that is because they didn't want that evidence to be tampered with, because it's probably the main source of the evidence against Diddy at
the cameras.
Point. The cameras.
Yeah, I mean, because in several lawsuits against Diddy, hidden cameras were a big part of it, that he had a camera in every room just about. He documents his life in a way that most celebrities and people I've never heard of it before. He documents everything about his life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it seems. But when they stormed in, apparently one of Diddy's sons was in the shower.
Yep.
One of them was half-dressed somewhere else. Like lasers were pointed at them because the feds don't want them to do anything, or they don't know if they pose a threat.
100%.
Or they might, you know, flush evidence or do something to evidence. So they just get them, they handcuff them, and they were shocked and angry at the time because obviously you're like, what the hell is going on?
Exactly. Yeah, they were definitely like frightened, shocked and frightened, as Diddy's two sons had said. Like they didn't know what was happening.
Right.
They didn't expect this to happen, obviously. So when they were handcuffed, you can only imagine, like, if they had nothing to do with any of this stuff and they're the ones getting handcuffed, it makes them look like they do have something, like they're a suspect.
Yeah. You don't want to be handcuffed if you are just an innocent party, but you know, you're in the house, the cops got to protect themselves as well. So I understand why they do it. 50 Cent,
the troll,
is always reacting to different things online, but particularly, he's always had a major beef with Diddy.
Yes.
And it almost looks like we now kind of know how it started.
Mm-hmm.
Because his baby mama, Daphne Joy, is named in the Diddy lawsuit. Apparently, she was like a sex worker.
Yeah.
Who Diddy had like a monthly stipend and would come to the house whenever and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of on his payroll for those services.
Yeah.
And then she got like, she was with Diddy, had a baby. So now we know where the sort of maybe the beef, it definitely didn't help whatever was going on.
You know, when 50 Cent posts stuff, it's so crazy because he wrote on Instagram, "I didn't know you was a sex worker, you little sex worker, LOL." Like, he makes it so funny that it's like, not to make light of the serious situation, but the way that he just comes at things, like all the posts about Diddy have been so funny.
Yeah.
Like he goes, someone compared his Instagram to like, you know, the Shade Room, or like, why do we need the Shade Room, or like those, you know, blogs on Instagram when you have 50
we have Diddy.
Cent. Yeah.
When you have, sorry, 50
when 50 Cent.
Cent. Yeah, 50 Cent is covering this whole
thing. And I think it's important to note, Daphne Joy was one of the three women who were, you know, acknowledged and named in that lawsuit. One of them was Young Miami, who was, you know, claimed to be Diddy's girlfriend, whatever they had going on. So,
oh, this is just unraveling in such a way.
I'm
sure we'll learn more and more, and it's probably not going to be that good.
No, I don't think it's going good.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
Okay, on to our next story. Bethany Frankel is speaking up, or typing up,
because
this was a comment she left on a TikTok. Because right now, a lot of women are going online and saying that they've been randomly punched in the face while just walking the streets of New York on their phone. Let's listen to one of those women now.
Just got punched in the face walking home. I was literally like leaving class. I turned the corner and I was looking down and I was looking at my phone and like texting, and then out of nowhere, this man just came up and hit me in the face.
And so Bethany Frankel left a comment on, I don't know if it was that video or another video like that, where she says, "This is insane because this happened to me a few months ago, but I was embarrassed to say. I was on the UWS, insane. I was taking video of a bakery." So that's crazy that it might happen to Bethany Frankel too.
That girl always seems a way to weasel her way into a headline.
Yeah, look, I don't want to sort of...
I know. Should we go down this road?
I thought the same thing, because she deleted that comment.
No, she did not.
Yes.
Now, did she delete it or did the video get taken down and her comment went with it?
Well, everywhere's reporting that it's deleted comment. So, I mean, it is peculiar, not to say, you know, not to question the validity of Bethany's claim.
Right.
But it is peculiar that this might happen to her and someone who lives her life online wouldn't talk about it at the time.
Right.
A couple of months ago.
Right.
And also this trend, I'm saying it's a trend almost minimizes it. But this sort of like, this happening to women in New York has been happening for maybe a week or 2 weeks.
Yes.
That's when this has been, you know. And so Bethany's been in Australia the whole time.
Oh.
Like she's not, but she said it happened to her, you know, a couple months ago. Maybe it was just an accidental, like someone accidentally elbowed. I don't know. I don't want to sort of like, we don't know what the truth is. So I don't want to say that it didn't happen, but it's just, she did insert herself in a big story going on right now.
Well, leaving Bethany Frankel alone, it is what it is. If she got punched in the face, that's really, really sad because, you know, there's a lot of people who have been saying, like, this is happening in broad daylight. You know, someone just comes up to them and punches them. And a woman also claimed that she felt like a bag was, like, smashed with, like, cans and bottles in her face. So it's not just the fist. It's like they're hitting them with stuff This girl in this video has like a black eye.
Oh yeah. Oh. It's definitely happening. The NYPD released a statement saying that they have arrested a man recently in connection with a couple of these incidences, and they say they arrested him and let him out. And then it happened again, and they arrested the same man after a third time.
Jesus.
So it's definitely happening, but yeah, it's crazy. This is just like blowing up on TikTok right now. Everyone's scared to walk around New York.
Well, I will say this. Obviously, New York is a very busy, bustling place. A lot of people are going in and out of all these places, walking, and public transportation is huge in New York. I mean, no one really ever drives. So I feel like this young girl was saying that she was leaving school and she was looking down on her phone. Maybe let's be more aware of our surroundings.
Don't victim blame.
No, I'm not victim blaming. Just giving a warning. Like,
true.
Maybe, like, now that you know and are aware that multiple women have encountered this, like, maybe just be alert and around your surroundings and don't be texting while you're walking.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, on to our next story. Logan Paul, he says that he had suicidal thoughts amid a CryptoZoo scandal. So CryptoZoo was a business Logan started with his buddies that sold these NFT eggs. They were eggs that were going to hatch into animals, and those animals were going to play in this game. And so all these people invested a bunch of money, so much money, allegedly up to $18.5 million worth of people investing not only in these NFT eggs and stuff, but also it had like a crypto token. It was called the Zoo token.
Yeah.
And so a lot of money was lost by these people because the game never came out. And so all of the token and the NFTs all went to zero. And so when all of this came out, and there's a particular YouTuber, CoffeeZilla, his name is, who like exposed the scam.
Wow.
Logan was over meeting his fiance's parents.
Yeah.
And apparently he couldn't meet them because he was too, like, he had a mental breakdown and he had suicidal thoughts when all of this was coming out. We have some of that footage now.
I had a bit of a mental breakdown one night, and I was in a pretty dark spot.
And dark means what for you?
For the first time in my life, I was having like suicidal thoughts. I was spiraling, Graham. I'm just crying, just sobbing.
I feel sorry for Logan if he's having suicidal thoughts, obviously, but I bet the people who are out thousands or millions of dollars are also having pretty tough go of it too.
I mean, I think we should say this. He was sued over that failed project, and later he, you know, vowed to make things right and paid back $2.3 million in a buyback program for those people who he took the money from. Mm. So he did do, you know, something bad, and he rectified the situation by giving the people their money back.
I'm not sure that the people have, you know, got their money back. And also this is $2.3 million he offered to give back, and allegedly it was, you know, up to 18, or there was a lot more.
I know.
So also, you also can't sort of like commit a crime or defraud people and then make it right by giving the money back. Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, SBF?
Yes.
He's going to be sentenced today. The guy who did FTX thing.
Yes, yeah.
And so he defrauded billions of dollars, like stole their money and used it for other stuff. So he's going to be sentenced, even though the people he defrauded are going to probably get their money back too. But you can't commit a crime and go, oh, my bad.
And like, he's facing up to 40 to 50 years in prison.
You know,
Logan over here didn't get nothing.
Right. True. Well, I mean, I think that remains to be seen because it's still an open case. I would not be surprised if, because there's a class action lawsuit against Logan. I would not be surprised if he gets in trouble legally.
You know, those Paul brothers, you know, they started on YouTube and they just like have, you know, one thing after another. Trouble seems to follow those.
Yeah.
Brothers.
I mean, everything they do is kind of entertaining, but if they're committing crimes, then that's a whole nother thing.
It is really sad, though, that, you know, it was so bad for him that he wasn't able to enjoy the time that he had with, you know, Nina Agdal, which is his fiance, and meeting her parents for the first time, which is a very huge step in a relationship. And the fact that he was down so bad that he was having suicidal thoughts, that's never, you know, a good thing.
Oh, totally.
Regardless.
They seem very in love, those two.
They are very in love. It's very sweet. I like watching them. I follow Nina on Instagram.
Yeah, they're cute. Okay. On to our almost news segment. We are finally hearing the voice of Bianca Censori, Kanye West's wife. She's remained mute up until this point, it appears. Well, I mean, I haven't heard her talk.
She doesn't speak much in public when she is with Kanye. She does have a voice. She used to work for him, so I'm pretty sure she was
Have you heard it?
I had heard it in a YouTube video previously. Some YouTuber caught her in a store in Beverly Hills and asked her if he could take her out on a date, and she was like, I'm married.
Okay, well, here we go. Get ready, everyone. Here's Bianca's voice.
I'm an architectural designer from Melbourne, Australia. I currently reside in Los Angeles, and I'm a lead architect, architectural designer at Yeezy.
But, I mean,
she sounds like an Australian.
Yeah, does that make her cuter or less cute? That Australian accent.
Oh, I think it makes her cuter.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I think you're cuter with an accent.
Oh, really?
Can you do a non-accent?
Like, an American accent?
Yeah.
Hot damn, that quarterback from Notre Dame can really toss the pigskin.
Why did you just do a Southern accent?
That's just my go-to phrase, Nikki.
This has been the craziest thing you've ever said in my entire life, and you said some crazy things.
That's my go-to.
Do you think Bianca's hot?
I think Bianca's hot, yeah, I do, of course.
And then hearing her talk, you don't think she's hot anymore?
What do you mean? I am Australian. It's just, it's standard to me. It's standard to hear that Australian accent. Australian accent is sexy accent, huh?
It is so sexy.
Oh, God.
Any accent is sexy.
I got hired for my accent. I'm under no
illusion. We know what you got hired for.
I'm under no illusion I got hired for my accent, and I've taken it and run with it. Now I got given a podcast.
Yeah, and a front row seat of the TV show every day.
G'day, mate.